The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
All right, welcome back. Another episode, Degenerate Derek Podcast. It's the week 8 recap show? Yeah, week 8 recap, that's right. Good weekend, not great, but good in the sense of winning weekend. I don't know how, I got to go back and add up how many winning weekends. I think I've had one losing weekend. Maybe two. I think it's two. I think I've had 6 winning weeks, 2 losing weeks. So 3-2 though, nothing, you know, I didn't go 4-1, didn't go 5-0. I went 3-2. I should have went 4-1, but then if you look at it another way, it's like, nah, I got lucky on Packers because it didn't look like they were ever going to stop the Bills. But the Packers, they covered by a half point. I got unlucky on the Falcons -4 when P.J. Walker, quarterback for the Panthers, throws up a Hail Mary when the Falcons are up like 6. Throws a Hail Mary, dude catches it, and they go into overtime. Falcons win by 3. I needed them to win by 4. So I got unlucky in that game. But then, you know, it all works itself out. Because I got lucky in the Packers game. Other winners were 49ers -1.5. Easy win. I told you about 2-3 in the 49ers. I told you about McCaffrey. Listen, keep your eye on the Niners. Christian McCaffrey makes this team so dangerous on offense. So dangerous. Dude had a receiving touchdown, a rushing touchdown, and he threw a goddamn touchdown in one game. He's a problem. 49ers are going to be a problem. That was one of my other winners, though. That, the Packers, +10.5. And then, Broncos. Broncos country, let's ride. Russell Wilson gets a big win, a much-needed win over in London against the Jags. Those are my 3 winners. Like I said, the Falcons -4 was a loser. And, oh, shit, Colts -3. That one looked good. That one looked like I was going to get that game. I think they were up 16-10 late. They give up a late touchdown. Washington wins that game outright 17-16. So, you know, they make the quarterback change in Indianapolis. They bench Matt Ryan. They bring in Ellinger, and it doesn't make a difference. Doesn't spark the team. He was no Zappy up in New England. You know, I'm talking about Zappy. Even though Mac Jones started, I think Mac Jones played the whole game against the Jets this past weekend. Patriots beat the Jets. That was one of Daniel's 3 losers. Daniel went 2-3 on the weekend after going 5-0. He had Dolphins -3.5 was one of his winners, and Titans -2.5 was another one of his winners. 3 losers were Giants +3 against Seattle. That game was kind of close, but, you know, crunch time Seattle. Fourth quarter Seattle turned up. Jets +2.5 against the Patriots, and he had the Raiders -1.5 against the Saints. Raiders get shut out. They lose that game 24-0. So Daniel goes 2-3. He did have a losing week. I'm not going to harp on him too much. He was up here, you know, flexing about his 5-0 weekend. You always come back to earth after a 5-0 weekend. That's just how it goes. He did, but he did it in the most, I don't know. It's going 2-3 is literally the best losing week you could. If you're going to have a losing week, there's no better losing week than 2-3. All right, so no harm, no foul, in my opinion. You go 5-0, the next week you bounce 2-3. You'll bounce back next week. Daniel sits at 22-16-2 overall. That's 57%. Myself, I'm at 24-15-1. That is 61%. Interesting week 8. Favorites. All the favorites had 9 covers. There was only 5 dogs that covered. Over-unders were split 7 apiece. Monday Night Football tonight, Bengals-Browns. I got to think that the Browns are in need of Deshaun Watson. And I got Bengals at -3. I've seen a lot of places get bumped up to -3.5. I still would take the -3.5. Honestly, I think the Bengals roll tonight. I think they beat the shit out of the Browns. I think the Browns, you know, they need something different at the quarterback position. I think that'll obviously be, you know, that it's the most important position in all sports. Quarterback, NFL quarterback. So Jacoby Brissett did the best he could. Browns are 2-5. Deshaun's going to have to come in and ball out to try to save the season. I think this is his last game where he's suspended. So I believe he's back either next week. I think Browns might be on a bye next week. So maybe the week after will be the return. right? I think Deshaun Watson was 8 games, wasn't it? 8 games, I believe. Or did they increase it and I missed that? I'm not sure. Either way, I don't give a shit about any of that. All I give a shit about is the Bengals covering the 3. I'm on the Bengals. I think the Bengals beat the dog shit out of the Browns tonight. That's my Monday night pick. Week 8 goes, I'm ready to move past it. 3-2, it's just a whatever. It's a winning week, so I'm not going to bitch about it. It's better than having a losing week. But 24-15-1 on the year, just incredible. That's still, I know a lot of people were questioning after Daniel went 2-3. Is this still a powerhouse podcast? In my opinion, yes. Because when you have two people giving out 5 games a week and we're at 61% and 57%, I still think that qualifies us as a powerhouse. Are we the powerhouse NFL betting podcast? That could be argued. I don't know. Maybe there's some out there with better records, but I still think we're in top 5. All right? That's just my opinion. You can agree, disagree. It doesn't matter to me because the numbers are there. So you can have your opinion. It's kind of like the Jake Paul thing, you know? You can have your opinion. I just don't give a fuck. You know? You can say that him beating Anderson Silva wasn't impressive. That's fine. I personally wouldn't have that dumbass take, but that's you. But the numbers don't lie because the place was packed and a ton of people bought the pay-per-view because they wanted to watch the fight. You think they were all tuning in to watch Jake beat up Anderson Silva? No. They tuned in because they thought Anderson Silva was going to whoop Jake Paul's ass, and it didn't happen. So, you know, you can have your opinion, and then we can just look at the numbers because the numbers are going to tell you what the facts are. What else are the facts? Oh, Jake Paul's been boxing for 3 years. Okay, there's another fact. Nobody wants to fight Jake Paul. He was lucky to have Anderson Silva step up and be like, I'll fight you, Jake Paul. Because Jake Paul could not have another canceled fight. Just couldn't happen. And these young boxers that are like supposed to be in his, you know, skill level are ducking the fight. They don't want nothing to do with it because they know they're going to get their ass knocked the fuck out. Got to have a draw. So he fights these MMA legends. Now he's starting to get pushback because he's just, it's funny to me that Jake Paul is ruining MMA because he's beating up the quote unquote legends. Like, nobody thought Jake Paul didn't, that nobody knew what was going to happen with Ben Askren because Ben Askren was literally straight wrestler. But then he went to fight Tyron Woodley and everybody's like, oh, he fucked up now. Fucked up. He fights, he beats Tyron Woodley twice. Dana White, what does Dana White say after he beats Tyron Woodley? I bet Jake Paul doesn't fight Anderson Silva. I bet he doesn't do that. Jake says, okay. He fights Anderson Silva, knocks Anderson Silva down, bloodied his nose, won the fight, clearly won the fight, and now Anderson Silva's 47 and washed up. When not that long ago, it was, hey, Anderson's just been boxing for a little bit too, and he has these wins. I think this would be a good fight. I don't think Jake wants that. Jake doesn't want to fight Anderson. It's just like, make up your fucking mind. God damn. I just don't know how people live their whole lives being such a bitch-ass hater. Why are you so jealous? Why are you so jealous? It's crazy. I bet you wouldn't get in there and fight washed up 47-year-old geriatric fucking Anderson Silva. I bet you wouldn't do that. Like, that'd be scary as shit. Anderson Silva was like, man, that dude, you could just look at, that dude would beat the shit out of so many people still. Like, that guy was, he was a problem for Jake. He was a problem. Absolutely. Jake was in trouble multiple times in that fight. But whatever. I thought it was a great fight. So did everybody else. It was entertaining. I thought it was perfectly fair. I thought it was right there where, you know, it was the perfect amount of fairness was going on. That was a very well, even matched fight, no doubt about it. Jake comes out on top, though. Instead of, I really thought people were going to be like, wow, that was pretty cool, Jake. That was a big win. No. Now they're slandering. Instead, they went the other way. They hate Jake Paul so much. Instead of giving him his respect, they're now slandering the fuck out of Anderson Silva. I mean, the shit they're talking about Anderson Silva and how old and just washed up he is insane. When Anderson Silva would beat the fuck out of these people. Crazy. A guy that's so washed up and so geriatric and all, you look tough out there. I bet he beat the shit out of you. But whatever. I digress. Winning week for me in week 8. I don't even know how I got on that rant right there. Winning week for me, week 8, 3-2. I'll take it. 24-15-1 on the year, 61%. I'm on Bengals minus 3 tonight. I'll be back later this week with all my picks for week 9. You don't want to forget to subscribe because I don't know a lot of other people that are fucking up this NFL season the way I am. But I'm sure you little bitches out there will find a way to hate on it, you fucking loser.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to fucking podcast and get help. Seriously, the Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.